Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the first week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, being like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. We should not form an estimate of Lazarus with his sores, poverty, and troubles only from external factors, for there are many people who suffer want and trouble without ever deriving any benefit from it. King Herod had to endure terrible sufferings, as we are reminded in the Acts of the Apostles, but his status before God did not improve thereby. Poverty and suffering in themselves do not make man acceptable to God, but the poverty and suffering of one who is already acceptable to God is something precious in God's sight, as the psalmist declares in Psalm 116, verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." We must look into the heart of Lazarus and search there for the treasure which made his sores so precious. This, without a doubt, was his faith and love. For without faith, nothing can please God, as the writer of the Epistle of Hebrews reminds us in verse 11:6. We must look into the heart of Lazarus and search there for the treasure which made his sores so precious. This, without a doubt, was his faith and love. For without faith and love, nothing can please God, as the writer of the Epistles of Hebrews reminds us. The heart of Lazarus must have been so constituted that even in the midst of his poverty and wretchedness, he looked to God for all good and found his only consolation in reliance on God. Moreover, he experienced such rich satisfaction and pleasure in God's goodness and grace that he would have readily endured more suffering had that been the will of his gracious God. It was a real living faith which, through the realization of God's goodness, softened his heart so that nothing was too onerous or difficult for him to endure or do. Faith makes the heart experienced when it experiences God's grace. Let us pray. Give us such faith in you and your sure purposes, Heavenly Father, that we do not measure our lives simply by what we have done or failed to do, but by our obedience to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.